Module 10 Psychomotor Measurements. Psychomotor abilities, like any other domain, require performance measurements. There are many different ways to measure psychomotor skills. In this manual, the measurements that we will focus on are agility, precision, endurance, and speed. These measurements overlap and work together in the physical abilities that students learn. Agility. Agility requires students to use coordination, balance, and reflexes. It is the capability to change direction or alter the body's position. Measurements focus on the different aspects of agility. Balance. Static balance is the ability to maintain a position. Dynamic balance is the ability to move fluidly. Coordination occurs when students make movements into patterns. Reflexes govern the ability to move and act quickly. There are different ways to measure agility. One popular method is an obstacle course because it requires students to demonstrate all of the skills at one time. Precision. We have already discussed precision in an earlier module. Assessing and measuring precision is a little difficult. Precision is not necessarily accuracy. Accuracy is the exactness of the actions. Precision is the ability to replicate any action without any assistance while improving accuracy. The best way to measure precision is to compare the number of times a student completes an action correctly with the number of times an action is not completed correctly. This comparison is a useful rubric for evaluating successful precision. Endurance. Endurance is the ability to perform a single skill for a lengthy period of time or repeatedly for a length of time. Endurance is tied to the physical strength of a student and the length of time that a student is able to perform a skill without becoming tired. Endurance is something that will build over time and should be measured over the course of instruction. For example, the ability to hold a pose will increase with practice. Charting the length of time that a student performs an action will help establish measurements and determine student performance. Speed. The rate at which a person completes an activity is the speed. For example, in running, the time and distance will determine the speed. Running is a simple example of a way to measure speed. The speed of different tasks can be measured in a similar way. Timing the rate at which students complete physical tasks will demonstrate their speed. It is all about timing. The student's speed, agility, endurance, and precision all work together to determine how successful they are at completing tasks in the psychomotor domain. Case study. Emily was teaching computer certification classes. One of her assessments was a typing test. She focused on the speed of their work as well as their accuracy. She was becoming frustrated with a couple of students who failed to show the necessary improvement. Her friend Joy discussed the situation with her. Joy advised that Emily pay attention to the student agility. Speed and accuracy will not improve without the necessary agility.